the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good Sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast. You might have heard through the grapevine, Lundy, there is a certain game that's going to be played in Foxborough with mammoth implications because it is a homecoming of sorts, one in which Patriots fans are bittersweet about. It is going to be blasted all over media this week. It is the centerpiece of conversation. Of course, we're talking about the Tom Brady Bowl as it returns to Gillette Stadium to face his former employer, of course, a franchise that he posted some storied results for over his, 30 years, it seemed like. He was there with the New England Patriots. So
I think he helped found the team, as a matter of fact. I think he was there with a shovel
when
they were breaking ground at the stadium. I mean, he's definitely he was there for a long, long time.
Yeah, I think him and Paul Revere actually are the co-founders of the New England Patriots franchise. So as a result, you look at the swath of sportsbooks that are out there, and all of them are offering their Brady specials, including DraftKings. And the great thing about DraftKings right now is they're giving you 325% boosts on any of the Brady bets that you want. So let's go ahead and fire one off. And I got one right here. Tom Brady over or under 5.5 passes to get over 67.5 pass yards. And Lundy, believe it or not, I'm going to say under on this one, and using that 25% boost, that's plus 137 for him to do it. So let's get seduced by the juice. Look, he's averaging 11.2 yards per completion. So that's where DraftKings got this 67.5, because that shakes out to like 67.2 on six pass completion. So it's right there and a little bit more. But here's what Brady is going to do when he comes out of the gate. He's going to come out a firing. Not with some like little pea shooter, some water pistol, but with a Gatling gun. And he's going to be cranking it, man. I really believe that. He's number 3 in total air yards, 8.1 yards per attempt. That is QB10. New England's been damn good in coverage, but they have faced largely meek quarterback competition, 6.67 yards per attempt allowed. I just think Brady might be slightly motivated in this game. Gronk slightly motivated in this game. Likely going to get Antonio Brown back off the COVID-19 list. You got Mike Evans. You got Chris Godwin. And you know he just wants to unleash hell from start to finish in this game. So, again, for him to get to 68 pass yards, I think it's going to take five or fewer attempts because Brady's going to take those deep shots immediately, plus 137 at DraftKings. Anything else? You like that one? Anything else on the menu that catches your eye, amigo?
No, I think I kind of like that one because I like the idea of him coming out and just dropping some sort of dime where he picks up like 31 on one of those catches. So, yeah, I think I like this one. I'm kicking back with these boosts, and I'm just going to enjoy it because obviously this would be a lot more interesting if New England were, you know, good. But I think obviously the return, the hoodie versus Mr. Avocado Toast. I think this is we're obviously blowing this thing up. I appreciate the fact that the sports books are having some fun with it and giving us some options, especially some creative ones like this that we can bet on because, you know, like I said, I think this is going to be completely hyped to the brim. So if we're going to be hyped, we might as well do it with some cash.
Yeah, the NBC executives are just be thumbing through $100 bills in the process because the ratings are going to be a bonanza. And with that, on this Hump Day edition, let's get to it with another Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, Lundy, it's last week of the regular season of the Major League Baseball season, so let's go ahead and hop in on a little diamond action, and let's go out west and give me Alex Wood, and it's going to be some good wood tonight against the Arizona Diamondbacks, the worst team in Major League Baseball. Give me Wood over 4.5 strikeouts, minus 125 at DraftKings. Look at Wood this season in 25 starts. He's gone over this 17 times. Opponents at going up against him at home there in San Francisco, batting just 209. Arizona has the 10th highest strikeout percentage of any team in Major League Baseball this month. And in 4 starts against the D-backs this season, venomless D-backs this season, 7 Ks, 8 Ks, 5 Ks, 5 Ks. No way in hell, knock on wood. And again, hopefully this is going to be good luck, Wood. Will that trend be bucked? So give me Alex Wood over 4.5 strikeouts against Arizona minus 125 at DraftKings. Fader, follow.
Well, folks, if you've been listening to the podcast long enough, you know Brad and I have revealed to you on multiple occasions that we don't talk to each other ahead of time when we do this. This is
so you have this on your card.
So here's what's crazy. I had this in my bonus time, but I'm actually going one step further, Brad.
Oh, okay.
With our friends over at FanDuel, I can alt this to Alex Wood 6 or more strikeouts. And I can get that at plus 135.
Oh.
And that is actually where I'm going with this one because I love the 4.5. I did sprinkle a bet on that. But in my notes, I had written down in bonus time that I was going to share with everybody to go jump on FanDuel and take him for 6+ and get seduced by the juice at plus 135. Yes, I think he will be mowing dudes down in this game tonight as he continues to perform well for a Giants team that has been really fun to watch here in the second half.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Should come up aces with Alex.
Number 4.
All right, let's go to the Thursday night football affair. Now, I'm not talking about Jags and Bengals, the battle of the kitty cats. I'm talking about what is on the college football gridiron. And we got a pair of ACC foes going to go toe-to-toe. Virginia traveling down to South Beach to take on the Miami Hurricanes. I'm not going to focus on the line because I think the line's actually pretty good in this game. But I am going to zero in on the total. Give me the over on 62 at minus 110 at Caesars. I did see it a couple of shops. I think Bet Rivers at 61.5 if you're in Jersey. Unibet's got it at 61. Wherever it is, at 62 or lower, I'm jumping on the over here. And I know De'Ara King is unlikely to play for Miami, their starting quarterback, due to a shoulder ailment. But they're going to be working in the pair of freshmen under center, got their feet wet last week against Central Connecticut State, and that was like a 69, not so nice for Central Connecticut State to nothing romp. I know it was in the 60s, but here's the reason why I like the over. You look at the quarterback play of Virginia. Brennan Armstrong has been money in the bank, a guy that just uncorks down the field. He's averaging 426.3 passing yards per game, 13 total touchdowns through the air. And Virginia's defense, very generous. And I'm saying that in really a mild manner because they're giving up 423 yards per game in total. That is dead last in the ACC. Miami, not much better defensively either. They're a bit of a styrofoam wall that opponents are just breaking through often as they have given up 31 points per game and over 400 total yards per game as well. Or close to 400 total yards per game. They're actually averaging 455 total yards per game on offense. But without King, that may fall back a little bit. But this game feels like it's going to be in the 30s. Here, Lundy, in the end, and I wouldn't be surprised if one of these two teams creeps over 40. So I think the 62, 61.5, 61 line, wherever you get it, way too low. Again, give me the over, minus 110 on 62 at Caesars. Fade or follow.
I will follow on this, and in fact, a little early commentary I was going to make tomorrow. I'll take Virginia plus the 6. And this is going to be back-to-back weeks that the Hoos are probably going to screw me because I took them last week, and of course, they did not perform well against Wake as I had expected. But I don't trust this Miami team right now. I really don't. And so that's why I would take the Virginia plus 6. But I think part of the reason why is I think this could pew. I think we're going to get up into the mid-60s from a scoreboard standpoint. So I like the over in this, and then a little early bonus time. I'll take Virginia plus the 6 points. Because Miami might wind up winning this, but I don't know, man. I just, as I watch the ACC, Brad, I don't know that I can sit back and put anybody as a touchdown favorite with the way these guys are playing each other.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Should be points aplenty in Miami over, over, and over again.
Number 3.
From an over to an under, and from college to the NFL, give me the under on Tennessee and the New York Jets, Jets. They suck right now. The total is at 45.5. Reason being is this. The Jets have gone well under in 3 straight. Hell, they've only scored 20 total points in 3 games. Tennessee has been under in 2 of 3. It's not so much the Titans here, because the Titans could hang a 30 spot in this game, but can realistically the Jets even reach double figures and scoring? Not a chance at all in my estimation. When you have Derrick Henry, who could get 30 carries in this game, pounding and solding away the clock, I just don't think there's going to be a whole lot of possessions for the Jets to even scoreboard chase if they wanted to. So in the end, I feel this game is going to be way under. I'm shocked at the lines at 45.5. I thought it would be maybe like 40.5, 41.5. No way, in my estimation, this game goes over. So give me the under. Tennessee and the New York not-so-fighting Jets, those puddle jumpers, 45.5 minus 110 at DraftKings.
Follow. Yes, I will take this one. This, just going back to what you said you thought the total would be, this feels like a 31-10 game, right? If that's if the Jets can actually pull anything off, because as you pointed out, they are not scoring at all here to get things started for the season. So, yes, I like the under in this one. I like Tennessee to cover. It's an 8-point spread right now. I just think this game is going to be ugly of the early slate on Sunday. This will be one that I will not be stopping by as I'm flipping through my Sunday ticket.
Unless you're a Derrick Henry fantasy enthusiast, then it's going to be a glorious Sunday for you. Stick around for our top picks on the upcoming NFL Week 4 slate, plus bonus time in Major League Baseball.
Number 2.
All right, let's look ahead to the other Thursday night matchup. This one on the senior circuit between the Cincinnati Bengals and the Jacksonville Jaguars. And a bet that I locked in immediately and is now at minus odds in most books. I got it at plus 100 when it opened. Ja'Marr Chase, a Lundy for an anytime touchdown. I think it's going to happen. You look at Jacksonville, they just trade away arguably their best DB, C.J. Henderson, to the Carolina Panthers for Dan Arnold in a third-round pick. So they're already depleted in that secondary. And Chase got to go up likely against Shaq Griffin early and often in this one. A player that's been targeted 16 times, given up 11 receptions for 149 yards. Not a touchdown yet, but 13.5 yards per catch and close to 100 passer rating surrendered. Chase right now has been money in the bank. An ADOT that is number 4 among eligible wide receivers is 17.38. Top 10 as well in yards per target at 3.75. And he's gone touchdown, touchdown, touchdown in all three games. 4 TDs in total, a pair of 40-plus yard receptions, rekindling that bromance he had on the field with Joe Burrow back during that duo's LSU days. And he also gets it done after the catch. Wide receiver 19 in yak per reception. So I think Chase finds the end zone yet again. It continues this white-hot start to his NFL career. So fade or follow, Chase for an anytime touchdown. Again, I got a plus 100 at DraftKings. If you can find it at plus odds anywhere, pounce like a panther on it. If not, even at minus odds, like minus 110, I think it will happen. Do you agree?
Yes, and as of this morning, it is still plus 100 at DK. Oh,
beautiful.
So if you want to jump on that, you can. Yes, I think he will snag another touchdown. I think it'll be one of the highlights of an otherwise game that's going to take place on Thursday night. Brad, let me put you on the spot here because I might have a bonus that you want to take advantage of. How many yards do you think Mr. Chase will finish with on Thursday night?
My guess is 70-plus.
Okay, then you are going to like this because Caesars right now has a boost available to you. If Ja'Marr Chase has a touchdown and goes over 65.5 yards, they've got that boosted to plus 250. It's basically a pre-built same-game parlay for you. So if you think he's going to score and you think he gets over 65.5, they've got that bumped up for you for a nice little payday of plus 250. And I may or may not have already taken advantage. I mean, maybe. I'm just saying I might have already thrown a unit bet down on that one because I do think that he splashes 6. And those two things to me just kind of correlate. I think he's due for at least one good long reception. He's going to get targeted a lot. You put those two things together, I think he surpasses that 65.5 yard mark. So why not pop those two things together and get yourself a higher payday?
Oh, it's like tacos and tequila. A perfect pairing.
Number 1.
All right, let's go back to the NFL, and let's talk about one of the weekly specials that DraftKings has, and this is a muy interesante one. Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts for rushing and passing yards combined between the two players. So together, it's over under 699.5, and they only offer the over on that at DraftKings at plus 105, and I'm willing to take it. I fired off a ticket on this one. It's going to be close. I think it's a well-sent number. You know, Hurts this season averaging 319.7 total yards per game. Mahomes at 335.3. total yards per game. So, you know, just doing the quick math, 319.7, 335.3. That is 655. So can we muster another 46 yards in a game with a 54.5 total? Oh, you bet your damn ass we can. So I think this game will surge over, especially if the Eagles play as poorly as they did defensively, as we saw against the Dallas Cowboys. And Kansas City has been equally leaky defensively in their own right. Kansas City giving up 280.3 pass yards per game, 9.14 pass yards per attempt, 43.3 rush yards per game to just quarterbacks. And they're giving up well north of 4 yards per carry to running backs. Philadelphia, meanwhile, they're giving up just 6.4 in YPA, 197 pass yards per game, and 11.3 rush yards per game at the quarterback position. But, again, this is Patrick Mahomes. We know that he will uncork early and often and should sail past 300 passing yards, chip in an additional 15 to 20 on the ground. Meanwhile, with Hurts, I think it's going to be another 300-plus because they could be scoreboard chasing there at home. And I think he runs for 60-plus after falling short of the 40-yard mark for only the second time in his starting career inexplicably last week against Dallas. And that was one of the many bets that I lost on Monday, Lundy. So fade or follow, Mahomes, Hurts combined pass and rush yards over 699.5 plus 105 at DraftKings.
Can the Eagles actually have a game plan that wasn't done in crayon?
Yes,
because
correct.
That's kind of what I felt like after the Eagles-Cowboys game at Jerry World. The idea that Miles Sanders had two carries in that game is still mind-boggling to me. But yes, I'll tell you what, I'm going to get seduced by the juice on this one, probably only like a half a unit play. I'm not going to, you know, jump all over this because this is a big number and it requires Hurts to carry the load, if you will. If you'll pardon the pun, he's going to have to carry the load to be able to get that number up relatively high. Obviously, he went for 361 combined in the game against the Cowboys, so that's going to help us get well towards this number. But I don't know that he's going to have the same kind of passing totals against the Chiefs that he did against the Cowboys. So let's finger cross that he can get those same kind of yards. I'll play this one because I'll get seduced by the juice, but damn it, Philadelphia. Like, seriously, some kind of a game plan? Like, I don't even care if you break out a game plan from, like, 5 years ago against some other random. Just anything but what you did against the Cowboys would be okay with me.
Yeah, me too as well, especially if
we God, that was ugly.
Oh, it was hideous. It was absolutely disgusting. The fact that Jalen Hurts had, like, was like 3x the carries that that Miles Sanders had?
Yeah, nine carries for Hurts, 2 for Sanders.
Yeah, that is mind-blowing, mind-numbing, and just flat-out idiotic. Are we sure Matt Nagy wasn't coaching that game? With that, let's work at some Baroness times. Lots to talk about in Major League Baseball. Fire away, hombre.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've spent a long time talking about that unbelievable streak for the Cardinals. Like, I'm pretty sure the last time that St. Louis lost a baseball game, they still had a football team. I mean, good Lord, they were on a roll. Well, you know who else is on a roll? The Yankees. Seven yeah. in a row. Gerrit Cole will be on the bump, taking on Toronto. He's had 2 starts in Toronto this season. He's got a combined 12 Ks in that one. Are in those 2 games combined. So I'm going to take the Yankees on the money line. It's only minus 115. And I think a team that has been just raking lately, putting really hard contact on the ball. I know it's Jose Berrios, but if he puts anything within that strike zone, I think Aaron Judge will launch it into another province. So I'll take the Yankees on the money line. And then a couple of over-unders for you. I don't see a lot of runs tonight between the Padres and the Dodgers, so give me under 8 on the total there. And Brad, I'm just going to follow the trend on this one, which means it's probably going to screw me, but I'm going to follow on this one. Over 8.5 runs between the Cubs and the Pirates.
Yes.
Here's why. The Pirates have gone over this total in 4 of their last 6, including 14 runs in their last 2 games.
Wow.
And I'm talking 14 each, people, 14 runs in each game. The Cubs have gone over this total in 14 of their last 15 contests. This 8.5 number to me is way too low for two teams that were sitting here at the end of the season, and you might as well be doing slow pitch adult beer league softball. So I'm going to hammer the over on the 8.5 between the Cubs and the Pirates.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is rookie mode in the video game world between those two teams. I think they're thinking about tee times right now in a southern latitude climate.
Well, I'll tell you what, 14 runs in the game between these two teams yesterday, they were just putting the ball on a tee.
Yeah, they don't care. The guys are trying to get bonuses in their contracts. That's what they're trying to do. The guys are stepping up the dish. I've only got one bonus time in Major League Baseball tonight. Give me the under for the Cincinnati Reds on 3.5 runs on the south side against the White Sox and Carlos Rodon. -130 at DraftKings. Rodon, 2.84 ERA over the second half of the season, 2.45 ERA at home this year, 2 earned runs or fewer in 5 straight starts. In Cincinnati, oh, they struggle mightily, barely treading water against Sal Paul's this season, hitting just .227 as a team with a .690 OPS. So I think the big red machine will run out of gas and be in the shop on hydraulics. So just a couple of runs on the board for Nick Castellanos and company. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade That Always podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me there at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly, amigos? And until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the noise.